Chapter 59. I texted Cress, told her I was home. She texted back, said she was relieved, which made me relieved. I hadn't been sure what to expect. I wanted to see her, and yet we didn't make a plan, not in that first exchange. There was some distance there, some stiffness. You sound different, Harry. Well, I don't feel different. I didn't want her to think I was different. A week later, some mates gave a dinner party. Welcome home, Spike. At my mate Arthur's place. Cress turned up with my cousin Eugenie, a.k.a. Huge. I hugged them both, saw the shock on their faces. They said I looked like a completely different person. Stockier, bigger, older. Yes, yes, all that. But also something else they couldn't name. Whatever it was, it seemed frightening or off-putting to Cressida. We agreed, therefore, that this wasn't a reunion. Couldn't be. Can't have a reunion with someone you don't know. If we wanted to keep seeing each other, and I certainly did, we'd have to start again. Hello, I'm Cress. Hello, I'm Haz. Nice to meet you.